Hey everyone, welcome back. We're doing a deep dive today. Let me tell you, this one is juicy. We're going deep into the world of Reddit relationships. Think love triangles, family feuds, and all that messy stuff in between. We found three stories that are going to make you cringe, laugh, and maybe even shed a tear or two.
Sounds intriguing. I'm always fascinated by how these real-life stories can teach us so much about human behavior and relationships.
Right. Okay, so let's jump right into our first story. We got a 24-year-old guy working at, of all places, a home improvement store. He's got a crush, and a pretty big one, on a 40-year-old coworker.
Ooh, an age gap. Already interesting.
Yeah, and he thinks the feeling might be mutual. She's been super friendly, calling him cute on a few occasions. But here's the thing. He might be reading way too much into it.
Misreading signals, a classic tale as old as time. It's so easy to project our own desires and hopes onto others, especially when we're attracted to them.
Oh, absolutely. And our guy decides to shoot his shot big time. He writes his number on a piece of paper, slips it to her, and the note just says, "To the lady who's always cute." Talk about bold or maybe a little cringe.
Oh, it definitely takes guts to make a move like that. But sometimes directness can backfire, especially if you haven't properly gauged the other person's interest.
And backfire it does. Turns out this woman is already in a relationship. And get this. The reason she kept calling him cute is because he reminds her of her son. Ouch.
Oh, wow. That's got to be a blow to the ego. This is where those assumptions we talked about can lead to some seriously awkward and even painful encounters.
You think. Okay, so lesson learned. Always clarify before you make a move, especially in the workplace. But wait, there's more. Enter the jealous coworker. We'll call him Jealous Jim.
Oh no, this is where the drama really starts.
Jealous Jim tells our love-struck guy that the woman is spreading rumors about him being creepy and hitting on her, adding insult to injury.
The classic office rumor mill. It's amazing how quickly misinformation can spread and damage someone's reputation. And often these rumors are fueled by jealousy and hidden agendas.
Exactly. And it turns out that's exactly what's happening here. Jealous Jim has a thing for this woman himself. And he fabricated the whole story to sabotage our guy.
Wow, that's pretty devious. It really shows how powerful unspoken feelings and insecurities can be. People will go to great lengths to protect their own egos and desires.
So we've got unrequited love, a major misunderstanding, and a jealous coworker stirring the pot. But hold on, because this story has one final twist, and it's a doozy. Are you ready for this?
I think so. Hit me with it.
The woman, the one who supposedly thought he was creepy, pulls him aside and tells him that she actually finds him attractive. And guess what? She kept his number.
No way. So all that drama for nothing, that's a serious plot
I
twist.
know, right? So what started as a total disaster might actually have a happy ending. But it begs the question, how can you tell the difference between friendly banter and actual flirting, especially in a setting like work?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Especially when you factor in things like unspoken rules and power dynamics in the workplace, it can get really tricky.
It definitely can. And I think we've all been there at some point, misinterpreting signals, sending mixed messages. It's all part of the human experience, right?
Absolutely. We're all just trying to figure out this whole relationship thing. And sometimes we stumble along the way. But hey, those stumbles can teach us some valuable lessons about communication, boundaries, and understanding ourselves better.
All right, so we're going from a little bit of awkward crushing at work to something a little more serious. Trust issues in a marriage.
Ooh, yeah, those can be tough to navigate.
Yeah, and this one's a doozy. So picture this. You're a 37-year-old mom. You've got a toddler and a baby, and your husband is constantly going out for work dinners. Like, we're talking 40 dinners this year alone.
Wow, 40, that's a lot. I can already see where this is going, all those dinners, and she's at home with the kids. It's a recipe for resentment.
Exactly. The wife in this story is definitely feeling the strain. She's exhausted, she's touched out, and she's starting to wonder if her husband is even present in their lives anymore. Then comes the real kicker. The husband mentions an upcoming dinner, just him and a female sales rep.
Oh boy. That's never a good sign, especially when there's already tension in the marriage.
Right. And to make matters worse, he casually mentions that this sales rep is attractive and around their age. Like, come on, dude, read the room.
Yeah, talk about pouring gasoline on a fire. It's like he's completely oblivious to how his words are affecting her.
Totally. So the night of the dinner arrives. And the husband promises to be home by 9. But 9 comes and goes, then 10, then 11. No husband. The wife is calling and texting, but he's not answering. She even calls the restaurant, and they say he's not there.
Oh, I can feel the anxiety building already. That feeling when you can't reach someone you love, especially when there's already suspicion and doubt, it's awful.
The worst. So now she's dealing with a crying baby, a toddler who won't go to sleep, and a mounting sense of dread. She finally texts him that he shouldn't even bother coming home.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, things are escalating quickly. And then he finally replies, but it's just an automated text from his GPS saying he'll be back soon. No explanation, no apology, nothing.
Wow, talk about adding fuel to the fire. The lack of communication and empathy here is astounding.
When he does eventually show up, guess what she does?
Let me guess, she lets him have it.
Nope, she locks him out.
Whoa. Okay, I can understand her frustration, but that's pretty extreme reaction.
It is, right. So he's banging on the door, trying to explain that they switched restaurants last minute. His phone was on silent.
Yeah.
And that she's being crazy.
Oh, no. Never call a woman crazy, especially when she's feeling insecure and ignored. That's just going to make things worse.
Yeah, not exactly a winning strategy. So he ends up crashing at his parents, and the wife is left wondering if she overreacted or if her feelings were justified. What do you think?
It's tough to say without knowing more about their relationship dynamic. Is this a pattern of behavior? Have they had conversations about boundaries and expectations around these work dinners? It's all about context.
That's a good point. Every relationship has its own set of rules and understandings.
Mm.
What might be a red flag in one relationship could be totally normal in another.
Exactly. But this story brings up some really important questions. What are the boundaries in a marriage? How do couples navigate trust issues, especially when one partner's job involves a lot of socializing?
Big questions for sure, and questions that every couple needs to grapple with.
Absolutely. Communication, honesty, and a willingness to see things from each other's perspective, those are key ingredients for any healthy relationship.
Okay, get ready for this one. We're going from relationship drama to full-blown family chaos.
Oh boy, buckle up. Family dynamics can be the most complicated of all.
Tell me about it. This story involves a toxic brother-in-law named Steve, who basically turns a family Christmas gathering into a complete nightmare.
I've got a bad feeling about this Steve guy already.
Yeah, he's a real piece of work. We're talking demanding apologies for things that never even happened, isolating family members, stirring up jealousy over the smallest, most ridiculous things you could imagine.
It sounds like he thrives on drama. Some people just feed off that negative energy.
Exactly. And you can tell the rest of the family is walking on eggshells around him, just waiting for the next explosion.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They've finally started to see Steve for who he really is. They're starting to set boundaries.
Good for them. It's so important to recognize toxic behavior and protect yourself from it. It takes a lot of strength to stand up to someone like that, especially when it's family.
It does, and it's not easy. But it's like they say, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family.
So true. But you can choose how you interact with them and how much you allow them to affect you.
You're absolutely right. But setting boundaries with someone like Steve, it's not exactly a walk in the park. And then his wife, Sarah, gets involved and things get even crazier. She starts hurling homophobic slurs at her brother and his husband.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
Yeah, it's bad. She even starts insulting their 4-year-old son.
Oh, come on. That's just crossing the line. What is wrong with these people?
I know, right? It's heartbreaking. You can just feel the tension and the hurt radiating from this story.
And the worst part is, it's all happening during what's supposed to be a joyful time, Christmas. Holidays can be so stressful, especially when you're dealing with difficult family dynamics.
They really can. It's like all the emotions get amplified. But in a way, Sarah's outburst is a turning point for the family. It forces them to finally acknowledge just how toxic Steve and Sarah really are.
It's like that saying, sometimes things have to get worse before they can get better.
So what do? They make a decision. They decide to spend Christmas without Steve and Sarah.
Wow. That's a tough decision, but I can see why they made it. Sometimes you have to prioritize your own peace and well-being, even if it means distancing yourself from family.
Exactly. Family is important, but it shouldn't come at the expense of your mental health.
And it sends a powerful message that toxic behavior won't be tolerated. It's about setting boundaries and protecting yourself and your loved ones.
So we've explored a lot today. We started with a guy misreading signals at a home improvement store, then delved into a marriage strained by trust issues, and ended with a family Christmas gone wrong.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. But, you know, There's a common thread running through all these stories. It's all about communication, boundaries, and the complexities of relationships.
So true. Whether it's clarifying your intentions with a coworker, setting limits with a demanding spouse, or standing up to a toxic family member, communication is key.
Absolutely. And it's about knowing your worth and not being afraid to say no when someone's behavior is unacceptable.
So to our listeners, as you go out there and navigate your own relationships, remember these stories. Remember to communicate clearly, set boundaries when you need to, and prioritize your own well-being.
And remember, you're not alone in this. We all face challenges in our relationships. It's part of being human.
So true. And that wraps up our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us on this wild ride through the world of Reddit relationships. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and most importantly, take care of yourselves.